I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Troopers assigned to Louisiana State Police Troop F responded to a single vehicle fatal accident on Thursday, which occurred on Louisiana 33 north of Louisiana Highway 151, that took the life of a Downsville woman. The preliminary investigation revealed that a GMC Acadia driven by 74-year-old Patricia Holloway was traveling north on Louisiana 33 when it lost control, crossed the center line, and drove off the left side of the road. The vehicle then traveled into a ditch and struck a tree. Holloway was wearing her seatbelt, suffered serious injuries. She was transported to a hospital in Shreveport where she later died. Impairment is not suspected to be a factor in the crash. The crash remains under investigation. Louisiana State Police continue to patrol the streets of New Orleans. Superintendent Colonel Mike Edmondson and interim New Orleans Police Superintendent Michael Harrison says the troopers deployed throughout the city are there to assist with law enforcement and will remain until November. Edmondson originally said the officers would leave the city on September 1st. Edmondson deployed 50 state troopers and public safety officers to help with law enforcement in New Orleans following a June 29th shooting in the French Quarter that left one person dead and nine injured. He says the extension came at the request of the police department and the city of New Orleans. A federal judge is asking lawyers for Louisiana and abortion clinics for an agreement that apparently could let clinics stay open for a while if a restrictive abortion law takes effect on September 1st. The law requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges to a hospital within 30 miles of their clinics. However, attorneys for the state told U.S. District Judge John DeGravels that a federal appeals court ruling bars enforcement against doctors who have applied for but not yet received an answer. DeGravels asked whether the state will pledge to refrain from enforcing the law against all such doctors, and whether clinics would then drop their request for an order blocking enforcement of the law while their suit against it continues in court. DeGravels says that he'll rule later today if the two sides can't agree. Today marks the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina making landfall in Louisiana. Even after 9 years, memories are still fresh and recovery continues. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more.
GOSUB Director Kevin Davis says the state has made great strides in hurricane preparedness since Katrina, citing improved communication, their statewide radio system, and continued planning and training.
So all of those things together now make us better prepared.
As far as rebuilding goes, Davis says that's challenging after any storm.
Recovery is always very difficult because it's different in every community.
But he thinks the experience and knowledge gained after Hurricane Katrina will benefit Louisiana for years to come. Davis also says he feels the people of Louisiana are much more knowledgeable about hurricane preparedness as a result of Hurricane Katrina. Eric Gill reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, the high in the low 90s. A 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms continues in the forecast this evening with mostly cloudy skies and the low in the low 70s. A 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms in the forecast tomorrow with the high in the mid 80s.